Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by Community Works, with thrift shops in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but Community Works is open with regular hours all stocked up for the new year. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Not sure if I remember how to do this because I was off last week, but fortunately I've got help today. As always, Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson joining us in the studio for Kids Q. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. We are all the help you need.
That's 100% true.
We are it.
And as we learned last week again, I could just leave and y'all could take over and it's totally okay.
Yeah, but it took three of us.
It did take three of you.
It took three of us to do Aaron Keck's job. Just want to point that out.
Job security.
Admittedly, we did it better than he did.
Oh, yeah, no, totally, 100%. I was up in Michigan listening, because that's all you can do in Michigan. But I was going to say,
why would you do that to yourself?
Because otherwise it was going out and shoveling, so, you know.
Yeah, I'd listen to the radio, too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Hey, you ready for Kids Q?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question, kind of a back-to-school question. Ooh. If you could make up a brand-new school subject, what would it be?
Oh. If I could
make up a brand new school subject, yeah.
See, I've been out of grade school for so long. Like,
I don't know what they've got.
College has all of the subjects
college
that I
kind of got it covered.
Ever
yeah.
possibly want.
And the one stuff that they that
always
don't.
And the, stuff that you don't.
The one that they always make up to make fun of college is underwater basket weaving. But there are schools that actually teach something like that. So even the fake ones exist.
That sounds like a crucial survival skill to me.
At a certain point, it's going to be right.
If I'm trapped on a desert island and I need to weave baskets in the middle of a flood, I'm underwater.
Or if you find yourself zapped into the world of Star Wars Episode One, the Phantom Menace, or Waterworld,
or Waterworld for that matter.
One of those awesome movies.
If the planet is covered in water, and I need a basket.
There you go.
Look here, I will defend Waterworld to my dying breath, but that's not what today's Kids Q is about.
I think we should be combining subjects together. How about recess math? How about, like,
that's a cool idea.
Using recess, like, still playing, but then using it as a way to teach math skills. You can do that, like, playing basketball, playing
Foursquare.
Yeah, but I mean, how to make a shot in basketball. There's math in that. Like, how to play Foursquare or kickball or games like that. Like, there's math involved in that as well. Hmm. If you get really advanced, you can do geometry and trigonometry
on a swing
set. So basically,
analytics.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm actually down for the more basic interpretation. Like, just if you're playing a game and you just on the spot ask someone, how many goals would you need to take the lead by 3 points? Something along those lines.
The way we're playing, 8.
But yeah.
We are losing badly, Victor.
I'm down to combine subjects, and I will figure something out along those lines. But the class that I would like to teach that I thought of almost immediately here is rhythm. I would like to teach people to clap on the correct beats, please. I want that to be mandatory in all grade schools.
I went to a concert last month. It was Yolanda Raven's holiday concert at Playmakers.
Flex.
Super fun. But
did you pay for those tickets?
I know.
Yeah, bigger flex.
Is a really, really fun concert. No one knew how to clap on the beat.
Yep.
Or rather, everyone was clapping on a beat, but
not necessarily
the right one.
Well, some people were on 1 and 3, other people were on 2 and 4, and those two people were standing next to each other, so they kept flip-flopping, and that was every single row of the audience. So
the secret is, and we're just going to go ahead and share this right now with Kids Q, you don't clap on the beat. You clap just before. That way, when your hands actually come together, it's on the beat.
You sound like you're part of the problem.
This sounds a little like innovative jazzy.
Analytics is what taught me this.
How far away are you standing from the band here? Because this is like sound speed technology going on.
Yes.
Yeah. What concerts are you going to where that makes a difference? Like, how far away are you?
I Unfortunately, unlike some people in studio, unfortunately, unlike some people in studio, I can't just pull a flex.
Well, you see popular bands that bring in like 50,000 people to a stadium,
yes.
too. So, okay, that makes sense.
So you're saying you're going to crap shows?
I'm saying I go to
intimate gatherings.
Intimate gatherings,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's
Thank
invited
you,
to intimate gatherings.
Correct.
And that's the difference.
Yeah. No one ever invites me to see the Rolling Stones.
See, now this...
Yes. I did see the Rolling Stones. It's quite a great show.
Yeah.
This sounds like AJ's
on the beat.
Class.
Yeah.
How to get
yeah.
invited to
right
intimate
before.
Gatherings.
Ooh, I like
Technically
that.
Technically right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I teach a class on how to get invited to, like, intimate gatherings?
Absolutely.
Of, like, fun concerts and things like that?
This is a social circle 101 with Professor Aaron Keck. How to best manage your private and public life.
There you go. Well, that's mine. What's yours?
I already said rhythm.
Are you teaching rhythm?
He's teaching rhythm.
Well, you were gonna come back and combine two subjects together.
So. I did want to combine two subjects together. I don't just want to go like recess and blank. I do like the math, history math.
Ooh, history math.
History
okay,
math
what would,
is
okay, so
that
what,
I would
what
like
would
to
that
teach.
Entail?
How much food did Napoleon's armies consume over their campaign?
How did I
Europe?
Know you were going to say Napoleon's army? Why is it always Napoleon's army?
I mean, he had a lot of dudes.
Like,
he didn't have a record number of dudes.
He had
though,
a lot of
he?
French dudes, and French dudes be eaten.
That's
all
true.
Right.
Yeah. They
how
needed
much,
a lot of cheese, and that does not stay
how
forever.
How many baguettes did Napoleon's army consume?
What was the daily baguette consumption?
The
Clearly
daily
not
baguette
quite
quotient
enough.
Of Napoleon's force.
They ran out in Borodino. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question or ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.